Hi, this is Christy with The Ultimate Gift of Life, and today we're here with Janet Everett, who was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis at an early age, right?
Yes.
When you were born.
Yes.
And that is a disease that impacts your lungs.
Yes.
So about 20 years ago, you had a full lung transplant.
A double lung.
And where did you have that surgery?
In Dallas. I was number 4 at the double lungs in Dallas.
Wow. And now you are one of the longest living lung transplant recipients here in Texas.
Yes.
That's amazing. And after that happened, then about 5 years later, you had to have a kidney transplant?
Yes. My anti-rejection drugs had ruined my kidneys, so
I had
to have a kidney transplant.
Okay, so Janet, we talk a lot about organ donation, and we talk about how important it is for everybody to be registered.
Yeah.
Tell us how this has impacted you.
Well, it's the only reason I am here today.
Okay.
And my kidney transplant was a very unique because the kidney was designated to me. An acquaintance that I knew, her mother died in Houston. And when they approached the family about donation, she said, I know somebody in Kerrville that's waiting on a kidney.
Oh, that's amazing.
And Life Gift said, you know, don't get your hopes up because it's very doubtful it will be a match, and it was a perfect match.
That's wonderful. And we hear about living donors as well as donations coming from somebody who has passed. But finding the right match is really, really what's important.
Yes.
So you have been living with this for over 20 years now. You have a full life.
Yes.
Your lungs are still working for you perfectly. If we've got people out there who are hesitant about registering to be a donor, what would you tell them?
I just think once you know somebody and you put a face to somebody needing a transplant,
yes,
that's when it really takes meaning. And so many, before my transplant, so I said, oh, I would never do that. But that's the importance when you put a face to it, and it could be your loved one or your friend.
I think that's true, and I know this past week we've dealt with the traumatic and horrible death of a young man, 18 years old, who passed. But I do know that for sure he was an organ donor, and I just can hope that the family is finding some comfort in the fact that he lives on in other people, just like your friend's relative lives on in you.
Right.
It's a wonderful gift, and that's why we call it the ultimate gift of life. Anything else you want to add for these folks?
The true heroes are the donors and donor families who give the ultimate.
Yes, ma'am.
The most precious gift of life.
We are so thankful that they make those decisions.
Absolutely.
And that you're around here, and you know.
And that's the only reason.
20 years going on 40. There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Janet.
If you want more information about organ donation, if you want to go to our website, it's www.theultimategiftoflife.org, or you can call me at 830-792-9197.